In a statement, SADC says COVID-19 restrictions meant deploying a physical mission to Zambia was not possible. Instead, the 16-member grouping has assigned a delegation to virtually observe the elections. The mission is drawn from three countries, Botswana, South Africa and Zimbabwe, which make up the SADC organ Troika. Botswana's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Lemogang Kwabe, heads the observer mission. Previously, Kwabe said SADC was not in a position to physically deploy election observers within member states due to COVID-19 restrictions.
The regional scenario and travel restrictions and the need to safeguard public health have negatively affected the region's ability to physically deploy electoral observation missions in a conventional manner. Nonetheless, to uphold democratic principles, SADC will hold virtual consultation with electoral stakeholders and closely follow up the electoral processes. This approach is part of our continued effort towards upholding democratic principles despite the prevailing challenges hampering physical election observation on the ground.
According to Kwabe, SADC has held virtual consultations with key stakeholders in Zambia since last week Monday. These include the Zambian Electoral Commission, political parties, academia and civic organizations. But Lusaka-based opposition politician Nefas Ndlovu says virtual observation is ineffective.
It has proved that it's not effective. It has not helped the African people. It has not helped the SADC region. Basically, if you look at what has been happening in Zambia, there are so many concerns that have been raised by the opposition, especially the UPND, where we have been stopped from having, from conducting our meetings. They have been using the COVID-19 as a reason why we should not do our meetings. But if you look at the ruling party, they have been having big rallies, and yet nobody has been talking about it.
Zambia goes to the polls on Thursday with incumbent Edgar Lungu facing stiff challenge from opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema. In May, Zambia's Electoral Commission banned political rallies in a bid to cap the spread of COVID-19. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.